it's different than the rest of the field that's out today. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays with the streaming and TikTok and Instagram Reels, we can tell when something just been microwaved up, refactored, put it in the microwave, let it heat up. Serve us the same thing you served us yesterday. We can tell. That doesn't mean we don't like the songs or the records that's being produced, but in terms of a full-length album, it's great to see some originality. Top of the top, episode 241, Stash House Podcast, your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And it's just an episode, saw some topics you may want to hear about, salute to you as well. Podcast available on all podcast streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Make sure you guys go out, subscribe, leave comments, reviews, like this video on YouTube. Anything you do to help support this podcast, I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Hope everyone had a safe week, safe weekend. Do the same this upcoming week. Prayers, blessings out to everyone. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody making it through this year so far. We 3 months in already. A lot more to go. A lot more to go. So this week episode, going back into the music world, got some albums I want to talk about and some upcoming albums that's been teased. So let's get right on into it. First off, Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips album, 18 records. Features, we got Rico Nasty, Devin Malik, Lance Skywalker, AZ Chike, I'm guessing that's how you pronounce this name, Freddie Gibbs, Absol, Jazzy, and Childish Major. So shout out to Schoolboy Q, his first project once again since 2019. So we have a 5-year wait for this Blue Lips album. And you can tell Schoolboy Q took his time with it. He took his time with it. Originality. That's the one thing I want to talk about first with this album, originality. It's just a breath of fresh air. Not to say that, oh, he doesn't show glimpse of Oxymoron or Blank Face or Crash Talk on this album, but it's different than the rest of the field that's out today. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays with the streaming and TikTok and Instagram Reels, we can tell when something just been microwaved up, refactored, put it in the microwave, let it heat up. Serve us the same thing you served us yesterday. We can tell. That doesn't mean we don't like the songs or the records that's being produced, but in terms of a full-length album, it's great to see some originality nowadays. Schoolboy Q, TDE, we know how that camp get down. I'm positive he's been working on this album for years. And kudos to Schoolboy Q. Kudos overall. I enjoy the album. A lot of credit has been given to Schoolboy Q over the weekend on Twitter. He's been very, very active throughout the whole album rollout on Twitter with the fans, talking to the fans, giving them backstories on different records, giving us his favorite records throughout the day. It may change. And it's just good to see Schoolboy Q in a great mindset in terms of, you know, public, being out in the public, I'll say. I'm sorry, because when Crash Talk came out, it was fresh off Mac Miller. I want to say it came out right before or right after Nipsey passed as well. So he did an interview with Charlamagne, like he was crying, and you can just tell, like, yeah, I'm putting this album out, but damn, I wish my dogs were still here. And even with this album, Blue Lips, I mean, you can, with the politics of L.A. culture and gang culture, of course, him and Nip, and of course, him and Mac Miller, the Blue Slides record that he dropped as well. You can just tell, like, and then Kendrick, no longer with TDE. And you can just tell, like, he knows it's his time to just take the baton and run with it. And that's what he's doing. I saw a few interviews he did over the weekend over on the West Coast. And oddly enough, since probably December, I've been tapped in with a lot of the LA podcasts, mainly the Figmunity guys, the Back on Figs, the Community, Ace Boys, the Apollo, everybody that's connected with that umbrella. And he joined Back on Fig, I want to say Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. And he was saying himself, he like, I even throw myself in the pot. He said he feel like from 2019 till now, it's been the same old stuff in terms of music, hip-hop music mainly. It's like there's nobody trying to take chances. Like, in my opinion, you got your artists like Freddie Gibbs, who gave us great projects within the past 5 years, West Side Gun, J.I.D., I'm going to throw in J. Cole as well. It's been artists to push that narrative in terms of hip-hop music within the 5 years, but we don't get it in a bulk, and we definitely don't get it popularized like the rest of the microwave music that gets popular and gets trendy nowadays, but that's just the way the game goes. But Schoolboy Q, being as grown as he is, he knows that. He knows he has his fan base. He knows his fan base is going to give him a real opinion on his albums as well. And overall, the reception has been good. And I agree with it. I thoroughly enjoyed this album. It's one of those albums, I'm glad he dropped it early, because that's when you really know when you rock with an album. I say it year after year. I said it last year with Gunna and Killer Mike. They dropped in like June. And I always think like that May, June album release is like a good sweet spot for artists in terms of longevity throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, oh, no, this album been in rotation for me all year because it came out at the top of the year. So with Schoolboy Q, from my point of view, that's his main task with this album now. Continue to just push the narrative, put videos out. I'm positive he's going on tour. And now you dropping the 1st of March, and if this lasts the rest of the year, you got to put in contention as one of the best albums of the year. Too early for me to say it right now, of course, because it is just March. But for me, throughout the weekend, I've definitely had this album in rotation. Shout out to Schoolboy Q. Shout out to everybody that worked on this project as well. My favorite records, the pop record with Rico Nasty. That's an automatic. I could just see him walking out the first song of the tour with this record, the pop record. Just amazing tone setter. Remind me of Oxymoron, the Hoover Street record. And I love when Schoolboy Q just, because I got put on him with Oxymoron. Really brand new guy on the ASAP Rocky mixtape, but in terms of Schoolboy Q albums, Oxymoron was the one for me. And it's always good just to see him go back to those roots. The Break the Bank, the Hoover Street, like I said. Just records on that album still just, that's a classic for me, Oxymoron. So the pop record, Rico Nasty, Thank God For Me seems to be the most popular right now in terms of the one that can go, in terms of, you know, commercial, if you want to say, or whatever. Thank God For Me. Blue Slides, like I said, the Mac Miller tribute. Sounds like something Mac Miller would produce for Schoolboy Q. That was the dope part about that as well. And of course, Blue Slides, Mac Miller, Blue Slide Park album. R.I.P. Mac Miller, man. R.I.P. Nipsey. It's just crazy. Pop Smoke. It's just crazy how I go back to these artists who were just popping years ago and like, dang, you know what I'm saying? They passed. So shout out to Mac Miller. The movie record, when that West Coast bounce just came in out of nowhere, I was like, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So the movie record, one of my favorite, early favorites on this album, the Ohio record with Freddie Gibbs, back in love with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Lost Times, I saw in the interview, he said on Twitter, matter of fact, the Lost Times record was the first record he made for this album. So that pretty much set the tone for the entire album. In Germany 86, I really like. Schoolboy Q, I remember, was it Brand New Guy song? He said, Biggie and Nas put their ass in the blender, sprinkled some 50, and came out him. So he basically described his style as a mixture of Biggie, Nas, and 50. And you can really see it, especially coming from a West Coast guy. It's like, damn, you can really see the influence, the Biggie flow, the way Nas used words, and just the street aesthetic that 50 Cent had. Schoolboy Q, he kind of nailed it with that. He said that on Brand New Guy years ago. So shout out to Schoolboy Q, TDE. Like I said, outside of SZA, this is one of the first major releases. I think Ab Soul dropped too a couple years ago, so I'm not going to say that. But since the Kendrick Lamar announcement that he's no longer with TDE, Schoolboy Q said on Twitter that Sir's supposed to drop. Of course, SZA still going off her last album. He said Isaiah Rashad not going to be as low-key. They got Dolce over there now. J-Rock, who I'm still waiting on. I've been waiting on Schoolboy Q and J-Rock to drop since probably 2022, honestly. So I'm hoping J-Rock drop as well. So TDE, they got a loaded roster still. And I hope this is the year we get more TDE, because that's been the narrative for them since they really came out. Like, SZA have an album ready, and they say, nah, it's not ready yet. And that's cool. I hate when they go on interviews and be like, yeah, I got like 2-3 different versions of this album. It's like, come on. When you give me the Kanye West excuse, that's when I get tired of it. Just take your time with the album. You know what I'm saying? A 5-year wait is a long time, but with the way the world has been within those 5 years, it really felt like 3. So shout out to Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips album. I'm highly, highly satisfied with it. Can't wait to see what it does for the rest of the year. I think the summertime is going to get a good bit of play for me, and it feels like a good album for the fall time. So Schoolboy Q, different vibes. I love the soul, jazzy production, and you can really just listen to him rap because he's so unorthodox with just the way he put words together in terms of his voice changing and how he put emphasis on certain words when he rap. And now that he lost weight and everything, like, you can feel all that with this album. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Schoolboy Q. I can't speak more enough about this album, how much I was satisfied with it my first weekend listen. And for the rest of the week, I'm really looking forward to revisiting this album when I see it pop up on my title, Light Albums for the Year and everything. So yeah, shout out to Schoolboy Q once again. Next up, I want to talk about J. Cole. J. Cole has been teasing his Fall Off album. He released a vlog, which is like a tour vlog. He's on the road now with Drake. The Might Delete Later Volume 1 vlog was on YouTube. Just like a tour vlog mixed in with a snippet of a record. I'm guessing that's going to be on the Fall Off. Got fans very excited. It got me excited. I can't wait to hear some new Cole. I still love the Off Season, his last album. And really, with the Fall Off, I just hope for more of the same like we got with the Off Season. I don't want to see a lot of features. That's one thing I admire with Schoolboy Q. He had features, but it wasn't the big, bright names. Like, the biggest name was probably, what, Freddie Gibbs, if you want to say that, on his album. So with J. Cole, I don't need the commercialized features. Just do what you gave me on the Off Season. Get some fire-ass beats and just rap your ass off like you know how to. So I'm looking forward to the J. Cole album. Me personally, the conversation I saw surrounding this album in terms of Twitter, people were saying, is this the time for J. Cole to give us his undeniable classic album? Personally, I feel like Forest Hill Drive is his classic, if you want to say if he has one. Personally, if you want to say like a cult classic for J. Cole, outside of the mixtapes, I'm not counting Friday Night Lights and all that, I'm going to throw Born Sinner in there. I don't think Born Sinner gets enough credit in terms of commercial albums, B-sides albums, B-side records, I'm sorry, and also the features. I'm going to throw in Born Sinner as well, but the majority of fans would easily probably say Forest Hills Drive is Cole classic, but I don't think there's no pressure on Cole with his Fall Off album. It does make me a little bit worried in terms of the album title, The Fall Off, because Cole been around for a minute. A lot of these artists have been around for a minute. Counting Schoolboy Q and all these guys, they've been around for a minute. Not even talking about when they popped, just the work they put in before they popped. I'll say a lot of these guys, Wiz, Currency, a lot of these guys, I'll say that 2006 to 2008 era, that's when they was putting in their groundwork for what they are flourishing off of now. You know what I'm saying? You see old TDE clips of Kendrick Lamar really being maybe the third wheel in TDE from, you know, hyping up J-Rock in like 08, 09 to now. It's like, it's a lot of years, man, put in. Of course, the game is nowhere near what it was then. So, you know, I would like to see Cole stick around for a minute. So coming off the J. Cole preview of the Fall Off that we may or may not get anytime soon, we'll see. I'm going back to the conversation of Rap Crews. Because years ago, y'all know they had the conversation. It was Dreamville, TDE, and then Griselda just crept their way up in the conversation in terms of, from my point of view, you know what I'm saying? Because ASAP Mob, they done flourished out. Gucci, So Icy, they getting locked up and all type of stuff going on with So Icy. What's another crew that just kind of, MMG just dwelled out. So in terms of Rap Crews now in 2024, who I'm paying attention to, no order, by the way. Still got Dreamville. I got to throw Dreamville in. Of course, J. Cole, Boz, J.I.D., Ari Lynn is leading the way. I still feel like Earth Gang got a lot more room to grow. I still feel like Luke has a lot more room to grow. And when are they going to just put the spotlight on Omen a little bit? Because Omen just been in the mix since Dreamville started. Kaz just been in the mix. So Dreamville, with their artists, they still got a lot more work to do. And it's crazy because any given day, you could throw out an Ari Lennox album and people are going to love it. J.I.D. just can out-rap anybody you put him in front of. Boz, just a whole vibe. Boz will make an album one week, then the next week he announced he's on the FIFA game, like a playable character on FIFA, and J. Cole is J. Cole. So I'm still throw Dreamville in the mix. TDE, of course. SZA doing her thing. Schoolboy Q, I just talked about. Isaiah Rashad. Who else? Sir, Abso, Dolce. You know what I'm saying? Lance Skywalker. What's my guy named? Zakari. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure I'm probably missing one or two more other people, but TDE, they always going to be in the mix, even without Kendrick Lamar, which I still is like, dang. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's another thing with the Schoolboy Q album. Like, I kind of, that's the one thing I miss from the Schoolboy Q album. Like, damn, no Kendrick ad-libs, because they said on interviews, like, Kendrick is always going to be a part of Schoolboy album. Schoolboy somehow, some way, is going to always be a part of a Kendrick album. And with Blue Lips, and I think even with Kendrick last project, I think Kendrick, a couple projects Schoolboy Q wasn't a part of, but in terms of Schoolboy Q albums, Kendrick Lamar always had some type of appearance on there. So it's like, dang, my boy K-Dawg, I mean, he doing his own thing with PG Lane, but still, I miss him waving the TDE flag. So I'm still throwing TDE Dreamville in the mix, still throwing Griselda in the mix, Westside Gunn, Conway, Benny, Bodie James, Stove God. I'm still throwing Griselda in the mix. So those three, still the same from a couple years ago. Now, I want to throw in CMG. I got to show CMG some love because I'm counting Moneybagg's label as well. I don't know legally, are they under CMG? I don't know all that, but I'm going to count them because they got the guy YTB Fat who popped up on the scene under Moneybagg. Moneybagg, yo, he could pop out with a project. I did like his last one that had projects on it. I think it was Waukesha on that one. I can't remember, but Moneybagg will give you a solid one. You know, it took some years for him to get to that point. Like, when he first started popping, he gave us some great projects. Then it came to the point where it got a little bit too commercial for me in terms of, he still gave us good records, but after his last project, I am waiting on the Moneybagg Yo project. Not waiting on the edge of my seat, just anticipating an announcement, but when I see it's dropping, it'd be like, okay. I would love for Moneybagg to drop like May or June to set the summer off. Because a lot of people, I don't know what's going on, but a lot of people are saying they got a great feeling about this upcoming summer. In terms of just, like I said, you got to get money and pay your bills. That's just the way the world is. We got to pay bills. Outside of that, on some having fun, enjoying yourself, enjoying life, cherishing the moments, a lot of people are feeling great about this upcoming summer. We shall see. To be determined, definitely. But I just feel like Moneybagg Yo could be one of those artists to have a record or two in rotation throughout the summer, if he feel like it. He can give you a record that you'll get tired of because everybody playing it, but he'll give you one. So Moneybagg, looking forward to. Sticking with CMG, 42 Dub, he just recently got out a couple months ago. You got ESTG still, got Mozzie on the West Coast. Of course, Gotti, quarterback and everything over there. Glorilla, who people thought was about to die down when Sexy Red and all them started popping up. Did she come back with the Yeah Glow record? Glorilla, I told y'all years ago, I said it's going to be a time where we get tired of it because that's just the way the world is. Whenever artists get popping, a new artist, they stay on your timeline some type of way, and you just get tired of seeing them. It happens with all of them since 2019. Meg, DaBaby, Sexy Red, Glorilla, Lotto, Cardi B. It just, artists, whenever you pop up on the scene and you're a new artist, you can get some fire, get some buzz on the timeline, but don't overexpose yourself to the timeline. So just something for me to look at in terms of the rap crews nowadays. Of course, you still got the whole Michigan movement, Detroit movement going on, but I'm just stick with the four, the Dreamville, TDE, Griselda, CMG. If I missed anybody or somebody, another crew that y'all think should be in the mix in terms of the crews that's popping right now, please let me know. But overall, man, in terms of music, Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips, can't say much about it, man. It's just very, very satisfying. Very, very satisfying coming off a 5-year hiatus for him, popping back on the scene, just giving us different vibes, production, the bars are there, of course. It's just great to see, you know what I'm saying, how he got himself in shape and everything as well. And just hearing him talk on interviews, you could tell it's like, yeah, I do this music shit, but man, I'm really just focused on my family, my health, my people, making sure everything put together. It's like this industry shit. Like he knows. He's one of those guys that knows how the industry work. He's saying, yeah, I'm gonna do a rollout, but I'm gonna do the rollout my way. So this been episode 241, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler signing out. Make sure you guys go have a great work week, great school week. Be safe. Stay hydrated. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep God first. Keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all. Salute. We'll be right back.